Is it a priority of U.S. policy to get him out of power?
Our priority in Syria, John, really hasn't changed. I think the president's been quite clear. First and foremost, we must defeat ISIS. And I would say that the military progress, both in Syria and in Iraq, has been remarkable since President Trump's inauguration. We have continued to liberate areas. We are making tremendous progress in liberating Mosul in Iraq, working with coalition forces, working with allies, and we're moving to position to liberate Raqqa and to continue to contain ISIS and the threat that ISIS really does present to the homeland and to other homelands of allies around the world.
So in terms of President Assad, you had said that there has been no change in policy as a result of this attack. So it is still true then that his fate is to be determined, as you said previously, by the Syrian people.
Yes, John, I think, you know, obviously the United States' own founding principles are self-determination. And I think what the United States and our allies want to do is to enable the Syrian people to make that determination. Now, we've seen what violent regime change looks like in Libya and the kind of chaos that can be unleashed and indeed the kind of misery that it enacts on its own people. I think what we're hopeful is through this Syrian process, working with coalition members, working with the UN, and in particular working through the Geneva process, that we can navigate a political outcome in which the Syrian people, in fact, will determine Bashar al-Assad's fate and his legitimacy.
The problem.
And I think the question of how his criminal actions and are dealt with is something that will be part of that process.